Hi, my name's Daisy Voss and I work with angels. I'm known as an angelologist, a bit like an energist, as Amanda is, but I work with angels and I work with the angels of the Elohim, the Omnipheme, the Seraphim, the Cherubim and the angels of awakening and many more angelic realms. Did you know there were more than one angelic realm? Not a lot of people do, and that's why I love the work that I do, because one day you can be talking to Archangel Michael and another day you can be talking to Archangel Zadkiel. And so all these angels, they have different qualities and they have different personalities and they do different things and they can give you much more different kinds of guidance as well. So that's what I'm going to do over the next 7 weeks, is introduce you to these seven archangels one by one so that you can really get to know them and love them as much as I do. I'm standing in for Amanda while she is away again on her wonderful travels. So I'm going to spend the time talking to you about the angels of awakening and the angels of the Elohim. And I'd love to hear your angel stories. So do please contact me either through the email or on my website. And my email address is info@daisyfoss.com. And that's the same as my website, daisyfoss.com. Simple, isn't it? I do try and keep things simple. They're not always easy, but we do try to keep them simple. I'm going to start with my most favourite archangel. It's Archangel Michael. And I've chosen to begin with Michael because he's the first one that comes whenever you call. You know that call? Help! Anything like that. When you ask the angels to intervene, if you call them angels or whether you call it the universe or spirit, when you really are at that point where you just need some extra help, an extra pair of hands, and that's when Michael comes. Michael's name means he who is like God, and he is the archangel that sits next to God. He's the closest to the God Most High, and he is the mightiest of the archangels. He does have a brother, and his brother is called Lucifer. We call him Luce because he's very different now to how he was in the Old Testaments, the Old Bibles, and he has a very different job to do as well. But Michael is who we're concentrating on today, and if you want to know more about Lucifer, let me know. With Halloween coming up, lots of people do actually want to know what the other side of the coin looks like, what the energy of the dark, the shadow is like. And it's good to know the shadow, to know the dark you must know the light, and to know the light you must know the dark. So who is Archangel Michael? Well, first of all, he likes to be called Archangel Michael. 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 I love saying it like that, don't you? Michael. And in fact, if you do invoke his name three times, then you can be really sure that he will be with you. Michael, Michael, Michael. And it is a wonderful invocation because it is calling God. It is calling the energies of the divine, of God. And when you call Archangel Michael, he is with you instantly. Archangel Michael is from the blue sapphire ray. That is the ray of light that comes through the dimensional layers of our existence, the planes, the layers, the dimensions of our galaxy, of our time. And the energy of Archangel Michael is totally omnipresent. He will be with you instantly, and you're not taking him away from anyone else. And I call him, I say it's a him, because in my experience, that's the energy that comes, this male energy. And there is, of course, a female aspect to Michael, and we'll talk about that later on. But the energy of Archangel Michael will flow to you through the blue sapphire ray of light. This whole spectrum of light starts off from the very deep dark blue, and it flows through all the navies right through to the sapphire blues, all the way up through to the sky blue light that is the highest vibration, through to the aquamarine light of Archangel Michael. And the colours that you see, when you see these colours, you can tell that he is with you and the intensity of his energy. So if you're seeing very dark and deep purple, then again, this is a deep clearing energy of Archangel Michael. He uses the deep, deep, deep purples to really clear and to cleanse. And not to be mistaken for Archangel Zadkiel, they have very different energies. Archangel Michael is the angel that clears through courage, through the truth. And we'll come to that in a few moments. So when you are calling Archangel Michael, usually you're calling because you need some kind of protection, some kind of help. And the first thing that Michael does is he throws his cloak of protection around you, this blue sapphire light, or as I've mentioned, the dark deep purple, if it really needs to clear and to protect you from very, very difficult energies. Because the blue cloak of protection will absolutely hide you. It's like an invisible cloak. And when Archangel Michael puts his cloak around you, you really do feel as if he's wrapping his wings around you too. It is that sense of safety, that sense of being held by the Archangel. So that's the very first thing that he will do, is to protect you. And it's that protection that goes right through your physical body, all of your bodies, your etheric bodies, your physical, your emotional, your mental, your karmic, your spiritual bodies. All the bodies will receive this light of the sapphire blue from Archangel Michael. And with this protection, it stays there for as long as your intention is such. So it doesn't just disappear within the next breath. You don't have to keep saying, Archangel Michael, protect me, protect me. Just know that the minute you have invited him in, then he will be there for you and will keep you protected for as long as is necessary in that moment. He is an incredible archangel. He is so loving and kind and compassionate. And that's the thing from this archangel, is the compassion. The compassion that he bestows upon you, he bringing you strength, bringing you confidence, trust, hope, helping you to relax and bring calmness. But most of all, Archangel Michael helps you to stand up for yourself. And what does it mean to stand up for yourself? Well, if you're feeling fearful, then you don't. You cower, you crumble, you go into a state of fear. You know, that state of fear where everything is just too much. You go, sometimes you can get into a shaky energy, or you can start to feel as if your mouth is drying up, or you can't think straight. And all of those fearful energies that rush through your body, they can all be helped and assisted and soothed by calling Archangel Michael. This sounds like the best time to tell you that I actually do have a meditation specially for you. It is a guided crystal healing temple meditation with Archangel Michael. And I've written all the words with help from the angels. And my husband, Paul Foss, has written all the music. And I'm going to let you hear some of that right now. So just sit back and enjoy the music of Paul Foss. Thank you. Welcome back to UK Health Radio. He also has another name, and his other name is Adonai. So when you call Adonai in ritual or in prayer, that's who you're calling, Archangel Michael. This is the higher vibrational energy of Michael, because the protection is the first thing, and the first action is to protect. It's to put your oxygen mask on first, and then you can help other people. And that's the same with Archangel Michael helping you. He wants you to feel safe in a place that is holding your light. And, you know, my grandmother used to say, put white light all around you, dear, you'll be fine. And she was absolutely right. And if you have that white light all around you, that's the light of the divine. But if you want to bring in the messenger of God, who is Michael, to really help you, then bring in that energy of the sapphire blue. And if you really want extra, put a silver lining round the top of it as well. We used to play a game that was count how many times somebody said a word in a minute or so, and then you would get a prize, a sweet or something. And I think as we grew up, it would become a drink, an alcoholic drink. And I think the amount of times I've said Michael in the last 3 minutes, somebody would be very, very happy by now, either having a fistful of sweets or have been very much imbibed. So I'm going to try not to mention his name quite so much, because he's laughing. He thinks it's hilarious, because the more you invite, the more you say his name, the more he comes in to help you. And so it's that first connection, that first bringing in his name. And when you bring in his name, you are bringing in his name to help you. And he has three different ways to help you. So the very first way is to protect you with the cloak. And the second way is to give you courage, is to help you. And he has in his left hand the scales of justice. So he's very much about being fair, and it is like a mediator. So he can be your mediator. You can ask him. You can ask him for balance, for harmony, to help you in any situation that you have, especially a legal situation or a frustrating situation where you do need mediation. You need somebody to really be your sounding board, somebody that can just be really helpful for you in a way that is loving. And that's what Archangel Michael does. He didn't mind me using his name just then. So and I have to say, there a lot of my healing clients who come are actually in some kind of battle, whether it's a domestic abuse battle, whether it's a battle through bereavement, through the will situation. You know what my grandma used to also say? She would say, "Oh, where there's a will, there's a family." My mother would go, "It's where there's a will, there's a way." And I have to say, I think that the latter is the right one. Where there's a will, there's a way. And that's what this archangel does, is he helps you with your way. He helps you with a way to go forward, to go forward in truth. So those scales of justice, bringing in that harmony, bringing in that sensible head, is the second way that he helps you. And the third way that I know this mighty archangel really helps is to cut the cords. He has a magnificent sword of truth. This sword is completely jeweled. It's very, very big. And it, you've seen photographs of him, and it's literally from his head to his feet. You know, he's leaning on it. And this sword of truth, it cuts away anything that is less than love, anything that is out of truth, that is out of integrity, that isn't real, that isn't going to be for the highest good. And Archangel Michael, he wields this sword of truth when you ask him to. So why would you not need to have truth be revealed to you? Why would you need to cut away cords of attachment? There are lots of reasons why, and the most usual reason to have cords of attachment is because the relationship has ended with your boss, a relationship with your ex-husband, a relationship with your lover, with your children. They've grown the nest, they're no longer needing you quite so much, and that's probably one of the biggest cords of attachment that I have to break in my healing practice. Cords of attachment between a mother and their child, or even a father and their child, are very, very strong as the child is growing up. And of course, we need to have those cords. You have to have that sense of self, that sense of protection from your mother, the sense of belonging, the sense of loving. And it starts with the umbilical cord, and the umbilical cord from the first 9 months is a very important and necessary connection with the mother. And as soon as the child is born, then that umbilical cord drops away. It's cut, and it's cut by the surgeon or the doctor, the midwife, and then it drops away, it shrivels away. And from that moment of the birth, there is an invisible umbilica. And that invisible umbilica is between the mother and the child, especially from 0 to 3 years old. You know, the old wives would say to keep the child upon your knee until the child is three. And that is a real energetic reason to protect the child, and because the invisible umbilica is very strong at that time. They're collecting the keys and codes from both the mother and the father. And so as the umbilica is starting to wane now, and by the time the invisible energetic umbilica from 3 until 7, so from the birth until the child is 7, starts to get weaker and weaker, and starts to shrivel and become less strong. But it doesn't go away completely, because from 7 years on, the child and the mother and the father, their energy is still very connected, which is why if there is an accident at school, or if there's something that happens whilst the child is away from the mother, they know. And you know, how many times has a mother said, I know there's something wrong, I know there's something not right? And it's that energetic umbilica that is pulling and giving you that information. And so as the child becomes from 7 to 14, and again, they're doing their own thing, they're learning how to use the tools that you've given them. But then from 14 to 21, this is when the child starts to become more independent, and that invisible umbilical is usually a very thin cord. And at 21, usually it drops away. But sometimes that cord of connection, that cord of attachment, is still there. There hasn't been a energetic ritual ceremony to release that cord, to cut that cord. And it can be done in very many different ways. You know, the 18 to 21 year old celebrations, they used to do it. The ceremonies in some cultures, you know, the Aboriginals have the walkabout.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, Welcome back to UK Health Radio. I hope you're enjoying my show. There's still lots more to come. I've met many people who still have this cord of attachment, especially ladies. Many clients have come to me who are still living with their mums or unable to separate from their mother's energy. And you look at the cord of attachment and it's normally like a grey cord. The cords of love will never be dissolved, never be broken. It's just these cords of attachment, these cords of fear, these cords of the conditioning that are ready to go. And when people come to see me, the first thing we do is to look for those cords. We look for to see if the broken divine lines and vital web in their system, their energy field, has these hooks, these big energetic I see them like straws, mostly at the back of your sacral chakra, and that, you know, that can cause backaches and all sorts of things. So that's when clients come to me and I ask them first, well, you know, are you divorced? What's happened? Is there still a partnership that's still got a cord of attachment to you? Or is it your mother or father? Is there an umbilical cord still there that is ready to go? And you'd be amazed at how the client really feels after we've gone through this process in the healing. And it is a healing. It does take a while, an hour or so, but it is really such a joy at the end of it to see the freedom. And of course it also helps to free the parent as well. If we don't know it's there, you know, some cultures do it at the age of 14, and of course that's the last sphere, 14 to 21. Some wait until the end and do it at 21, and some don't do it at all. So these cords of attachment, Archangel Michael is amazing to clear them. He it's one of the things that always brings in first is, right, let's mend the divine lines and cut the cords. So if you think that you need a cord cutting anywhere, then do give me a call. My name's Daisy Foss, and all my details are on my website, which is daisyfoss.com. I'd love to hear from you, and really just to have a chat and see if I can help you in any way. You thought I'd forgotten, didn't you? I'd forgotten to tell you who the female archangel to Archangel Michael is. The Archangel Michael's counterpart, his lady, is the Lady of Faith. This female archangel is absolutely beautiful. She's the female aspect of Michael, and she, in her own right, she's a goddess, and the lioness goddess. She really is quite amazing, and she helps you with your faith and your trust, not just in yourself, but in all others as well. And there's an awful lot more to say about Lady Faith, Archangel Michael's counterpart, in Claire Stone's wonderful book. So just sit back and enjoy the music of Paul Foss. Thank you. else does Archangel Michael do for you? Well, we've talked about his cloak and protection, and we've talked about his sword of truth, helping you to cut the cords and also to cut through anything that is not truthful. And this brings us to communication, because Archangel Michael is amazing to help you with your communication. He helps with the throat, because the throat is a blue sapphire light, just like Archangel Michael. And so your throat chakra beaming with this blue light, and Archangel Michael really does come in and help you with communication. So if you ever feel that you can't speak your truth, that you are not being heard, then again, call upon this amazing archangel and he will help you. Because again, he cuts through any fear and helps you to be truthful, to be able to express yourself with ease and grace. I also find that if you put a lapis lazuli or a sapphire or a blue topaz, an angelite, a blue agate, any of these crystals around your throat in necklaces, that also helps you to be able to communicate better and to call upon this archangel. And, you know, it's really incredible how crystals can help you to communicate and to connect with angels. And that's what we're going to talk about next. The crystals that are really associated with Michael. Now, he is the archangel of the day of the week, Tuesday. So again, if you do this on a Tuesday, put out a crystal grid or listen to a crystal meditation on a Tuesday, this will enhance your connection with Michael. And what crystals do you want to use? Well, my favourite crystals are obviously sapphires, aquamarine. I have two amazing, I've got aquamarines, and I have aquamarine in my wedding ring as well, and blue topaz. And the energies of the crystals, the ones to use, are angelite, celestialite, cristola, blue agate, cyanite, turquoise. Oh, my most amazing turquoise. Whenever I think of turquoise, I think of the sea. Same with aquamarine and azurite. Even black tourmaline and blue kyanite will help you to connect with this incredible archangel. This sounds like the best time to tell you that I actually do have a meditation specially for you. It is a guided crystal healing temple meditation with Archangel Michael. And I've written all the words with help from the angels. And my husband, Paul Foss, has written all the music. And I'm going to let you hear some of that right now. If we played the guided meditation, I think you'd go right off and not want to come back and listen to the rest of my show. So we're just going to play the music for you. And in that moment, just be in the energy of Archangel Michael. Just enjoy and love his energy as you soak it up with ease and grace. Beautiful music, which is the music that accompanies the guided meditation that you can buy on my website. You can buy them all singularly, or you can buy one that has them all in. And this experience takes you right through the crystal sound temple of Archangel Michael. And it is a beautiful experience. You have to really make sure that you sit down and just enjoy. Enjoy the guided meditation that takes you on a journey and helps you to clear, cleanse, and dissolve anything that is ready to go in that meditation. It's like a mini little healing session with me and with Archangel Michael. And when you come back out of the temple, you feel so much better. I've had people ring me and come see me and say how much they enjoyed it. So do let me know how much you enjoyed it. I'd love to hear from you. My name's Daisy Foss, and you can find me at daisyfoss.com. So just sit back and enjoy the music, these sounds, the crystal sounds of Archangel Michael, with the harmony, with the crystals, all of the crystals we mentioned earlier, all beaming their love, beaming their light. So just sit back and enjoy the music of Paul Foss. Welcome back to UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to my show. This is Daisy Foss standing in for Amanda Nelson on Future Energetics, and I hope you've enjoyed it so far. We've been talking about Archangel Michael and what he can do for you, and if you are able to see archangels, my goodness, he is pretty awesome. He is, well, I see him as a blonde with a six pack, very strong, with scales of justice in one hand and his sword in the other. And of course, Archangel Michael, he has an affinity to dragons. He's often seen slaying the dragon, and also being with the dragons. And so he can come and visit you whenever you call him, whenever you invite him, and or he will step in if the situation is needed, if you're in danger, he's the first archangel to turn up. So embrace Archangel Michael, and I love him. I think he's such great fun to be around. And you know, if you've got crystals in your pocket that are affiliated to him, then he will most certainly be able to come to you more easily. So what else do you want to know about Archangel Michael? His history, or where he's been, or where he's going? He's been around for absolute ever. He was one of the original creator archangels at the beginning of our civilization, in the time of Atlantis, for those who believe in the myth of Atlantis. I do believe that our culture, our life on this planet has gone through many, many changes. And I think there's been a constant with the energy that we call God, the spirit, the universal light, and the angels, the archangels in particular. And Archangel Michael, along with Archangel Raphael and Uriel and Gabriel, were the creator gods. They were here right at the beginning. And you can see signs of Archangel Michael being revered all over the world. He has a tower on the top of Glastonbury Tor. And of course, the Michael and the Mary lines come together very, very much in Avebury, and they come together in Stonehenge as well. So that's where the Michael lines and the Mary lines cross. There's often temples or sacred sites. So this incredible archangel, he is here for you whenever you invite him in. And we have invited him in during this hour. I do hope that you've enjoyed it. So just for a bit of fun, I'm going to ask a question. And that question is, how many times have I said Michael? And the winner, or the person who I pick out of the hat, well, we'll see what we can do. And we'll send you some healing from Archangel Michael. I do love this. Look forward to speaking to you soon. And if there's anything else you'd like to know about Archangel Michael, then please do ask me and let me know how I can help you. And of course, if you're looking for a healing session, then we do those as well, online, on Zoom, or WhatsApp, or even in person if you're in London. So it'd be lovely to meet you. So with no further ado, I'd like to thank you so much for listening, and it's been a pleasure. I love doing this. So I look forward to hearing from you soon. My name's Daisy Foss, and you can find me on daisyfoss.com. I'm on all the socials. That's Daisy Foss on Facebook. I've got an X account. Woohoo. I always think that looks like a kiss, don't you? And I like to think that way anyway. And I've also got Daisy Foss Global and Angels of Awakening on Facebook and Instagram. It's Daisy.Foss. I love my Instagram page. It's such good fun. And also TikTok. My grandson got me to do that. I love it. So all the socials, I look forward to seeing you. I have an 11:11 live broadcast on Facebook on Wednesdays, which I'd love you to have a look at as well. Okay, so from my heart to yours, I'm going to sign off now. Lots of love from me, Daisy Foss.